Started when my son got married. Plus, I've had a fascination with butterflies ever since I was young. When my family grew up, gave me the perfect opportunity to actually set it up and do it.
What is it about butterflies that you love?
Well, I mean, who doesn't love butterflies? They're just so graceful. You can sit out here and just enjoy them. They'll fly around you, they'll land on you. Just so peaceful and beautiful.
So how did you get into butterfly farming?
Butterfly farming come by accident, really. I wasn't really satisfied with having one or two butterflies, and it grew from there, and it's still growing.
So what do you do with the butterflies? Where do they go when you sell them?
Butterflies are sold as chrysalis form. That's the safest way to actually transport them all around Australia. They go to Western Australia, South Australia, Queensland, Sydney, all over for the people up there that actually hatch them out and use them for wedding releases, birthdays, any sort of special function.
So this is the largest part of your enclosure. We're standing in it right now. There are plants here that have been eaten to bits. Is this the food that you give the butterflies?
Yes, this is what they call it, the swan plant or the milkweed plant. This one feeds the monarch butterfly. This is your oleander, of course, which I don't have the butterfly in for this one at the moment. It's called a common crow. And then we have what they call the Dutchman's pipe. That is food, one of the food plants for the Cairns birdwing butterfly. Over here, this is called Passiflora. This plant is from the passion fruit family. That feeds the orange lacewing and the red lacewing butterfly. Also here, these are their nectar trays, a syrup, which is almost as sweet as the nectar that they get from the flowers.
So the Cairns butterfly that you mentioned, can you describe the spectacular colours on it?
Oh my goodness. Iridescent green, yellow, black, a splash of red. That's the male. The female is more black with splashes of white, and her underneath wing is the most attractive part of her. That's where you'll see most of her colouring.
So are you one of the few butterfly growers in Australia?
One of the few, yeah. There are lots of other people that do it, but not quite on the biggest scale as what I'm doing. Look, I could have a couple of hundred to 1,000, depending on the seasons.
Is there much money in the business, or do you do it just for the love?
My area, I just basically cover my costs for plants and a little bit of my time. The rest of the girls, whatever they do, is up to them.
It's a wonderful farming pursuit.
Absolutely, and you get no arguments from them.
Not like sheep or cattle.
No. You don't have to drench them.
But I've got to tell you, it's pretty hot in here, so the conditions
Yes.
can be a bit tough.
It's kept as natural as it could possibly be. Temperature-wise, I always keep the thermometer in here so I can check. If it does get really, really hot, I come in and give them a bath.
How do you give a butterfly a bath?
Okay, well, you just turn your hose onto your mister section, and I just come in here and give them a bath. They love it.
It seems like there are less butterflies around these days in the natural environment. Is that right?
That's exactly right. The reason being is because there is a lot of plants that are being culled out, land being cleared for developments. And this is what happens, you see, everything's cleared, and some people don't seem to realise that they need the plants out there to actually survive, and this is why you don't see many of them around. But by doing what I'm doing, we're actually trying to increase the butterfly population again. I do butterfly releases for the local fairy willow down here. Kids have parties, so I'll make up a little kit. The butterflies are released around there, and yes, people say, "Oh, butterflies, we haven't seen butterflies for years." And it brings joy to everybody when they see them. And the butterflies that are released, if they find the food plant, they will breed on.